I believe our young people are in position, and so now, for the glory of God, I give you Here for the Gold.
Yo, everybody, we're back.
And we hope you're joining us here for another episode.
Here as in what?
Here for the gold!
That's right, there's gold to be found. You just need to know where to look, and we're here to show you.
But first, let's check in with our web gurus and see what's trending out there in cyberspace. Zofia, Marley, who's following today?
Well, in real time here, we're getting social media mentions from all over. K-Tunes, Praise Kit, thanks for the follow. Let us know what you want to see next.
Skateboard Princess loves music. Stay tuned for more songs just like the opener.
Hey, everybody. Be sure to hashtag your tweets here for the gold.
Back to you.
So, we're going to tell you where you can find the gold we sang about.
So step away from the Minecraft game you're playing. And text all of your friends to log on to the show right now, hereforthegold.com. Now, if you're short on cash to buy the latest iPod, iPad, iPhone,
Whatever.
Right, like I was saying, short on cash to buy the latest whatever, newest tricked out Xbox, Wii, PlayStation, well, I'm not sure we can help.
But hey, if you want more out of life, more fun, more adventure, more happiness, you're in the right place.
Here's the map we're gonna follow. Well, maybe since the gold rush was in the 1800s.
Gold, 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 gold. I want gold. I want gold.
What's going on? Who are you and how did you get in our feed?
I've hacked into your show and I want gold. So tell me where to find it. I've got control of your live stream and I'm not getting off till you tell me where the gold is. If you want to go on with your show, you'll hand over the match to the god.
This guy is crazy.
Claire, can you figure out how he's doing this or how to get rid of him?
I'm trying, but I can't seem to figure it out.
Maybe the best thing to do is just tell him where to find the gold.
Hey, are you hearing me? If you'll stop chanting, we'll tell you where to find the gold we're talking about. It's better than the kind of gold you're talking about. This gold is like nuggets of truth that can make your life better.
I think he's gone, at least for now. Let's just get on with the show.
Right. Okay. Sorry, everyone, for the interruption.
Like I was saying, the type of gold we're talking about is better than money.
It's the kind that makes everything about life better.
Jesus was a great storyteller. He told stories called parables because they have a special message for us to learn. We're still learning those lessons 2,000 years later.
Take, for example, this story that Jesus told in the book of Matthew. Jesus had been preaching about a lot of things. Then he told this story about two men who built very different houses
on different foundations.
See, it's not the size of your house that matters.
Right, it's what you build it on.
There was a man who built a house, and he was called a fool. The storms, they came, and the ground gave way. Should have gone to building school.
A wiser man, he built a house on ground that didn't move. The storms, they shook, but the house still stood. It was strong as super glue.
So build your life on things that last, like faith and truth and love. So you'll be strong when the hard times come, and you'll sing along with us.
From Alabama tweets, raining here in Birmingham. My foundation is Jesus, but not sure about my Wi-Fi connection. Hope it holds through the storm. Hang on tight, Annie from Alabama. Lots more stories and songs coming.
Keep tweeting, friends. Let's get Here for the Gold trending today.
Well, guys, what's up next? I know you got another great story picked out.
We sure do.
Now I got everything I need to get the gold. A shovel for digging, an axe for chopping, this little thingy that gets through the locks. Bring on the gold!
We keep trying to explain this to you. You're just confused about what we're saying and doing here. Just listen to this next story, and I think you'll get it.
Annie's right. This next story is in the book of Luke, and it starts out with a guy who, just like you, was very interested in money. One day, that guy went to Jesus and said, Jesus, tell my brother to split the inheritance with me. But Jesus said the guy's problem wasn't that he didn't have enough money. His real problem was that money was all he thought about.
And Jesus knew that when all you think about is how much money you have, you can become really selfish, and that's no way to live.
So can you kind of see that you might be a little bit like this guy? HFG, are you listening?
So the gold is in a gold mine? We're not going prospecting. You mean I came in all and got all that little funny equipment for nothing? Okay, I get it now. I will be right back.
Hey, come back. Have you figured out how he keeps hacking into our show?
Working on it.
Let's just move on. I'm sure he'll be back. Like we were saying, here's a story about what happens when all you think about is money. It's a little story we like to call The Rich Fool, and you can find it in Luke chapter 12.
A rich farmer grew a fantastic crop. He said to himself,
What can I do?
What can I do? My barns aren't big enough. I'll tear them down and build bigger ones. Then I can save all I've got and put it here. Then I'll say to myself, self, you got it made. Just party it up and don't worry about anyone or anything else.
Then God said,
You foolish man, you don't know it yet, but you will not live in this world for much longer. Then who will get all that stuff you've saved up?
Oh man, seems like I built all those barns and saved all this stuff for nothing.
I've been trying to tell you that life is more than food or clothing.
If you just put my work first, then I'll take care of you.
A rich man made deposits, more cash than he could count, and then he stuffed his pockets till it was falling out. He never thought of others, just thought about his wealth. Turns out it's really cray-cray, just living for yourself. There's more to this life. TV. We just can't live without it, the latest, greatest thing. But here's a little secret, there's something you can't buy, like praising God the Father, the way we live our lives.
Thank you.
you kids out there, let us know what you saw on TV that you just gotta have.
I saw these blinged out fingerless gloves, and this stuff that lets you put neon colors in your hair, and the new Candy Crush app, and...
Sophia, maybe you could let our followers answer.
Oh, right. Sorry, got a little carried away there. Sorry, cyber friends. Started thinking it was all about me.
I think I got it now. We're looking for sunken treasure. You know, gold doubloons and pieces of eight forms a blue pilot ship. Let's get the map and where are we headed. Hello? Hello? Are you guys still there?
Oh, we're here. It's just that we keep trying to explain this to you and you still don't get it. Ugh. Listen, you remember how we said that the gold wasn't like money you could spend, right? And you remember how we said that the gold wasn't in a gold mine, right?
Take a good, long look at what you're wearing. Any idea what we're going to say next?
We are not diving for sunken treasure. That might be awesome, but it's not what we're doing. You really need to try to let this sink in. The gold we're here for isn't that.
You know, I think a lot of us really do act like our hacker.
Really? Wow, I didn't see that coming.
I just mean that we get so caught up in what we decided is important and valuable that we end up missing out on what really matters. Hey, if you really listen, we're going to tell you a story that I bet you'll already know. You still there?
And he did it again. That is one crazy hacker. Let's just tell the story anyway.
A guy came and asked Jesus what he had to do to get eternal life. Jesus said he had to love God with all of his heart, mind, soul, and strength. Then he said that he had to love his neighbor the way he loved himself. So the man asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?"
And we've got our Here for the Gold actors to show us the answer.
A man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho. He was attacked and robbed, beaten on the road to die.
Then a priest came by. Now you think a priest would stop, but nope. He looked at the man and went on his way.
Then a Levite came, a very religious man. Did he stop to help? No. He crossed to the other side too and went on his way.
Then a Samaritan came. Now Samaritan and Jews didn't have anything in common. But the Samaritan saw the poor guy laying there and helped him put him on his donkey and went on an inn for help.
He paid the innkeeper money and said, "Take care of him. Whatever it costs, charge it to me, and I'll pay you on my way back through town."
Then Jesus said, who acted like the neighbor to the man who's beaten and robbed?
It was a Samaritan, of course, the guy answered. And Jesus said, "You go and do the same thing."
Pat on the shoulder when your buddy makes the team. Sharing candy at the movies when a friend named something sweet. On the playground, and standing all alone, 'cause you'll never be a rock band if you're jamming on your own.
Bye.
killed this hacker, and we're pretty sure we got him locked out now.
Access denied! I don't think so! Sorry, I was thinking about what you said about the gold. You were white. I was just crazy to think it was in a gold mine and in the church. Oh, what was I thinking? Now I'm pretty sure I got it straight.
That's great.
So I was watching this show on TV. People got things from their attics and garages that was worth a ton of money. It was like finding gold just sitting there right under their noses. I just need someone to tell it what it all is worth. And look at all this cool stuff I found. There's this antique kite. This bicycle got to be worth something, even though it is missing everything in a bicycle except a wheel. And this trash can. I bet there's actually gold under the silver paint.
Ugh, I give up. Can you guys please try to explain this to him?
We can get into legal trouble for that.
Gotta go, guys. I'm on a treasure hunt. See you later. Bye-bye.
And he still doesn't have a clue what we're talking about. But the good news is that hashtag HFG is trending on social media, so lots of people are tuning into our show.
What's HFG?
Hacker for the Gold.
Awesome.
Well, let's move on to our next story.
But let's not miss the teachable moment. We all probably need to talk less and listen more.
Well, I was thinking that the teachable moment was that we should resist the urge to whack somebody who's driving us up the wall.
That too, but hey, that's a great lead into our next story. It's a story about forgiveness from Matthew 18.
Most people thought that if you forgave someone 7 times, that was plenty. But Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, asked Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive someone? And Jesus gave Peter a surprising answer when he told this story.
There was a man who owed some cash, 10,000 bags to be exact. His master said, forget it, Jack. Free from paying back the dough, his credit score was white as snow, and Jesus said we need to know.
How many times should we forgive? 100 clients who wouldn't have guessed. He showed no mercy to that guy, locked him up in jail that night. It wasn't fair, it wasn't right. How many times should we forgive?
Thank you.
problems, all my problems are over. I'm in the money now. No more digging under the dirt or diving under the sea. No more going through the junk in my garage.
What's going on?
I have gotten a possible email from a Nigerian prince who's in need of assistance getting his $5 million treasure out of his country. All I have to do is send him all of my personal information, passwords, bank account numbers.
A trick. Everybody gets spam email like that. Seriously, this is a total scam. There's no $5 million and there's no Nigerian prince. Can you stop him somehow?
Please, if you haven't heard anything else we've said, don't send that email.
I shouldn't hit send.
No!
I don't know how else we can explain this to you because nothing we say seems to get through.
Can you say something?
Oh, hey, what do you want to tell the hacker?
I sure like all your ideas. You're funny. I've been listening and I think you do understand. Maybe you're just scared. Maybe you're just scared people won't think you're good enough or smart enough or cool enough. You're just scared people won't want to be your friend. And everyone feels that way sometimes.
Really?
I'm not the biggest or oldest kid here, but I already know this. There will always be people who don't like us or aren't nice to us, but there will always be one who will always love us, and that's God. And knowing that we have all God's love in us is the best treasure in the world.
Maria, you are so right about God's love. In fact, Jesus told this next story to show us just how much we can count on God's love.
There was a man with two sons. The younger son said,
"Dad, give me my inheritance now. I don't want to wait."
So the dad did, and the younger son took all his money and went far away, wasted all the money on parties and things that didn't last.
Then a famine came and times got tough, and the younger son had no money and no way to get any. He took a job feeding pigs so he could eat the leftover slop that the pigs were eating.
One day he said to himself,
"My dad's servants have food to spare and I'm starving. I'm going to go home and say, Dad, I really messed up. You don't have to treat me like your son, but I could stay here and be one of your servants."
And that's exactly what the younger son did. He got up and started for home. His dad saw him coming and was filled with love for him. His dad embraced him with love.
The son started into the speech he had planned, but the dad stopped him. He said to his servants,
"And that's exactly the way God feels about us. No matter what, he never stops loving us, and he's always ready to forgive us."
It happens to the young. It happens to the old. We find ourselves down roads we know we shouldn't go. Failures and mistakes and choices that we make leave us feeling lost, like we're all alone. But we're never alone.
Thank you.
So let me get this straight. There's no gold mine and no sunken treasure.
That's right. You got it.
And no valuable junk in my garage.
Nope.
And no millions of dollars that a foreign prince wants to share with me.
None of that stuff.
What you're saying is even better than this?
Yep, you got it.
Well, then why didn't you just say so?
We're getting a ton of messages at Cyber Central, and they're all saying basically the same thing.
Listen to this. HFG is the man. HFG, you got the house.
This one says, hacker for the gold equals totes epic.
Is it okay if I hack into your show again?
Is there any way of stopping you? How about you close out our show with Jesus' words from Matthew chapter 5? They're about living your life so well that everybody notices.
Here they come. Can you read them?
You are the light of a world. A city set on a hill can't be hid. Men don't light a lamp and put it under a bushel. They put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Let your light so shine before men so they see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
You ready to light the world?
Then come on and let's shine. Show for now. See you next week.
Until then,
keep searching for the gold in God's word.
Yeah, keep digging up treasure in the stories of Jesus.
Wherever you are, we want to hear from you.
That's right, so keep sending us your questions and ideas.
And we'll be right here.
And where is here?
Here for the gold!
Let's sing it out one more time.
Thank you.
who owed some cash, 10,000 bags to be exact. His master said, forget it, Jack. Free from paying back the dough, his credit score was white as snow, and Jesus said, you need to know.
How many times should we forgive?
He found a friend who owned him less 100 coins. Who wouldn't have guessed? He showed no mercy to that guy. Locked him up in jail that night. It wasn't fair. It wasn't right. How many times should